on Daf Beis Amud Beis, the second line. Bein l'Rabbanan u'bein l'Rab Yehuda l'ilfu mi-Pesach shar ha-Chotzer. We had learned on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that the Machloikis, Rab Yehuda and the Chachomim, if Gavoya may Esrim Ameh is a Teres Pesach, so Rab explained the Machlokes is dependent if you learn out from the Pesach HaHechel, that's Zichah called the Pesach, which was a Goiva of Esrim and a Reichev of Eser Ames. That is Svoras, that is the Svor of the Chachomim. So we see a Goiva Esrim has a Teres Pesach. More than that does not have a Teres Pesach. Who do you learn out from the Ulam? The Ulam was a Goiva Arboim and a Reichev Esrim. That is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Gavoya Mi Esrim is kosher. So the Gemara asks now a kasha, Bein l'Rabbonon, U Bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, Lelfu Mi Pesach Shar HaChotza. Let us learn out from the Pesach of the Shar HaChotza. Just let us see the Gemara a little further, then we'll see exactly what the kasha is. The chsit. Oirech ha-chotzer meyo ba'amo. The length of the chotzer was 100 amos. V'roichev chamishim b'chamishim. And the width of the chotzer was 50 amos. V'koimo chomesh amos. And the height of the kloim was 5 amos. Uchsiv, and it says in the posik, by the knisa, the tzad, mizrach, of the chotzer, it says as follows: V'chomesh esrei amo kloim lakosei. On one side there was kloim of 15 amos. Urchiv lakosei v'ashenis mizeh u'mizeh l'shara chotzer kloim chomesh esrei amo. On the other side there was also kloim chomesh esrei amo. So now we have a width of 50. And there were on both sides kloim of 15 and 15. So in other words, 30 amis were taken up with the kloim. So the Pesach, Shar HaChotzer, the knise, was a knise of a reichev of 20 amis and a goiva of 5 amis. Is malo holo. Just like by the Pesach Shar HaChotzer, there was Chomesh Bereichev Esrim. The Pesach was 20 Amis wide, with a Goiva of Chomesh Amis, because that was the height of the Kloim. Afkan Chomesh Bereichev Esrim. So here also there should be Chomesh Bereichev Esrim. Now, what is the kasha? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Leilfu mi Pesach shar ha-chotzer. So Rashi says, Aruichev polich. The kasha of the Gemara is not on the goiva of the Pesach, no, the kasha is on the roichev of a Pesach. It's nan b'mas nisim. We learned in the Mishnah. B'horochov me eser amos yemayet. We learned in the Mishnah that if it is more than 10 amis wide, it loses the shame Pesach. It is called a pirtze. Ha'ashkechon Pesach chotzer da'havei esrim roichev. We find that there is a Pesach that has a roichev of esrim, ve'ikri Pesach, and it is also called a Pesach. Tachsiv, it says in the Pasuk, ve'skalei hechotzer, Ve'es Mosach, Pesach, Shar HaChotzer, Beparshas Nosiksi. So Memele, so the Gemara's Kashe is on the Reuchet. The Gemara's Kashe is on the Reuchet. It is very modne, and this is the Rabbeinu Tam asks this Kashe on Rashi. I mean, so the Gemara should have brought down the Sefer. The Sefer of the Mishnah says, Baruch of Mi Yisar Amos Yemayit, but the Gemara Zichke Davstel and Avdos, That is the Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha and Rashi. We're talking about a new thing already now. The Goyva, we understand already what the Machloikis is. Now the Gemara is asking a new Kasha and the Reichet. So the Gemara should have brought the next Halach in Stelzach. Why is it that way? That Rochav may Eser Amma is Yemayim. That is a Ha'ore on Rashi, which the Rabbeinu Tam asks. About Koponim, let us forget about this Ha'ore. That is the Kash. The Kash is the Halacha that says in the Mishnah that if there's more than Eser Amis Roichev Yemayit, why should it be like that? We find from the Chotzer that there's a Roichev of Eser, of Esrim Amis, and it still has a Shem Pesach. Abel, Rashi says further, Agoiva, the height of a Pesach. Ule Mifsel begoiva yoisa mehayamis. That means if we'll say that, well, because the Rehitis Loshana Gemore is very misleading. That's what Rashi held. The Gemore asks, Ma lo holon chomesh beroiche vesrim. And the Rehitis Loshana Gemore means to ask, these should be the dimensions. The height should be 5 amis, and the roichav could be 20 amis. That's how it would seem from the Loshana Gemara. So Rashi says, it's lavdavke, don't be medaik, that shtickle. Avol agoiva, to say that the Gemara is asking a kasha, that the maximum height should be 5 amis, ule mivsal begoiva yoisa mehei amis, loy motzi porich. You can't ask such a kasha. The ashkechon pesach ahechol, the gevoya chofika kori loy pesach. I have a makor that a goiva chof is also called pesach. We learn that it says pesach oil moid, which sicha means pesach ahechol. So memele, so here, if I see that there is a mokim, that a Pesach, Gavoya Esrim is a Shem Pesach, so I can't ask Akasha that it should be like this Pesach. We see that the Shem Pesach is not dependent on a Goiva, hey? A Goiva Chof is also a Teiras Pesach. So the Kasha is only on that, what the Mishnah said, that you need a roichev eser, and more than eser is no good, it doesn't have a teures pesach. The Gemara asks, why do you need a roichev eser? In the chotzer, there was a pesach that had a roichev eser, and it's also called a pesach. The Gemara asks this kashe, bein l'rabbonon, u bein l'rab Yehuda. The Gemara is asking a kashe, Sai according to the Rabbonon and Sai according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see the Gilyan Ashas. The first Gilyan Ashas. Ubein la Rabbi Yehuda, leilfu mi Pesach shach hachotza. Zot Rabbi Kevege, lo yodati leforish. I don't understand. The ma kusha al Rabbi Yehuda. What is the Gemara asking on Rabbi Yehuda? Man nuchal lilmoid mi pesach achotzer, yoiser mehalimud mehaulam. That means Rabbi Yehuda, there's Ibisai a problem. Rabbi Yehuda holds you learn out from the pesach ulam. The pesach ulam had a roichev esrim also. So Mamelo, what is the Gemara's kasha? Rabbi Yehuda, let us learn out from the pesach achotzer. What's pesach achotzer better than pesach ulam? The Gemara later is going to ask from the Ulam, if he learns that from the Ulam, so it should be kosher, yes or miyut. The Gemara proves from this kasha, Rabbi Yehuda poligal aroichev. Rabbi Yehuda tak holds that more than aroichev yud is also kosher, because he learns that from the Ulam. Al koponim, eich shaykh leminkit hakushe l'Rabbi Yehuda, Leilev mi Pesach Chotzer ma'adifes bozeh. What maile is there to learn out from the Pesach Chotzer? Me'a yefusa me'ha ulam. Valimed mu'ulam atzoich linyin gavoya yoisa mi'chof. So what is the Gemara asking? According to Rabbi Yehuda, let's learn out from the Pesach Chotzer. What maile is there in Pesach Chotzer more than the Pesach ulam? Rabbi Kevege blibes by atzoich here. Lemaise, the Rishayim asks this kasha. What did the Gemara chepe with Rabbi Yehuda? And there's two mahalchim in the Rishonim how to answer this kasha. One mahalach in the Rishonim is the Rashba, the Ritva, that the Gemara, the Vail held, if you learn the Mishnah Elach, the Mishnah says as follows. Mavoy shegavoya lamayla mesrimamo yemayit. Rabbi Yehuda imer einitzach. So you see, Claude, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the goiva of the Pesach HaMovit. V'arochev mei eser amais yemayit. When it comes to the roichev, it seems that everyone agrees that the roichev has to be eser amais. So it would seem, for some reason, which is divine, not understandable, that the goiva Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Pesach HaUlam. But the Roichev, he and the Chachamim learn out from the Pesach HaHeichel, which was Eser Amos. That's what it seems from the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks on both of them, we have here a new Mekoyer. We have here a new Mekoyer for Roichev. Pesach HaChotzer, Pesach HaChotzer. If for some reason Rabbi Yehuda told you can't learn out from the Ulam, but Al Kaponim, so the Gemara is asking on both. On Roichev, I have a new Mekoyer. Pesach HaChotzer. Later when the Gemara is going to answer, you can't learn out from Pesach HaChotzer. So later the Gemara is going to ask, Abba Rabbi Yehuda, why don't you learn out from Pesach HaUlam? But the Gemara in the Havamina held Rabbi Yehuda is Moide to the Chachamim, and the Gemara, and for some reason, doesn't learn out from Pesach HaUlam. Let's learn out from Pesach HaChotzer. That is one Mahalach. The Taisus HaRosh wants to say pshat that the Gemara is asking that that the limud of Rabbi Yehuda bechlal is a psa shvacha limud, that the whole limud is geboit with two yesoides. Yesoid number one, that heichel ve'ulam kedusha achasi. Yesoid number two, that mishkan ikri mikdash. The whole limud is epis geboit with a whole bunch of akdomis. Why do you need it? We have an often a posik, Pesach HaChotzer. There's klor. That means you can learn from Ulam also, but why do you need such a limud from Ulam, which is a vakaldik limud, which is totally in certain akdomis? Learn out. So the kash is like the Rabbonon. Let's learn out lahaloche, that roichev esrim should be good. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, why do you have to learn out from Ulam? Learn out from Pesach HaChotzer, and it's a often a limud. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Let us continue with Rashi. Roichev chotzer hamishkan nun amo. The roichev of the chotzer was nun amo. V'ho dechsiv hamishim b'chamishim. L'chayre Rashi asks, it wasn't, the chotzer was not a square. The chotzer was a rectangle. It was meyer b'chamishim. V'ho dechsiv hamishim b'chamishim. Beperik beiz meforish lo. Later, Muslims explain pshat mechamishim bechamishim, that there was a square also in the chotzer. From the Mishkan further down, there was a square. Upischo, but the Pesach of the chotzer beemtzo rechobo. The Pesach of the chotzer was in the middle of the roichev, on the tzad mizroch. Vesosmoi bekloim. On the sides, there was a steamer of kloim. Tesvav amo mitzad ze shel Pesach, v'tesvav amo mitzad ze shel Pesach. Nish'aru. So we have a reichev of 50 ames, nish'aru, chof amo reichev be'emtza. Kidersiv chomesh esrei ame kloim lakosev, v'kosev utzidei shel Pesach. And we're left over with a Pesach of esrim amo, reichev. So ma loholom, Goiva chomesh, just like over there, the goiva of the Pesach was 5 amos. Sheikol kali hachotzer soviv loyhoya goiven elo chomesh kedachsiv vikoimo chomesh amos. So memele, so when there's a roichev esrim, see there also should be a roichev esrim. That is pshat in the Gemara's kashe. So why does it say in the Mishnah rochav mei eser yemayit? That is the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, 2 terutzim. Teretz number 1, Pesach shar hechotzer ikri. Pesach stome loy ikri. That a Pesach does not have such a large reichev. Pesach Shar, a Shar is a much larger Knesse. So a Pesach, there the Pesach specifies, this is Pesach Shar Echotze. A Shar has a reichev of Esrim. But Samazoy Pesach, Pesach does not have a reichev of Esrim. Pesach Stom Elo Ikri, and Chazal, they were misakin that the Movi should have a Pesach, not a Pesach Shar. V'iboy Yiseimo, and if you want, I'll tell you a second teretz. The second teretz is that you are learning wrong pshat in the posik. That means you understood pshat in the posik, that the kloim on each side had a reichev of 15 amets, and memele there was a knisa of 20 amets. So memele, you see that a Pesach, it is called a Pesach, even though there's a reichev of 20 amets. You're learning wrong pshat in the posik. The boy is Amo, ki ksiv kloim chamesh esrei amo. That what it says, kloim chamesh esrei amo, leko elakosev, bigoiva hu dechsiv. That what the posik says on the sides, it was 15 amis, that is not speaking about the roichev of the tzad mizrach. The posik is not speaking about the roichev. The pasuk is speaking about the goiva of the kloyim in the front were chamesh esrayamo. What was the roichev? The pasuk doesn't speak about how big this kosev was. Could be this kosev was 20 amos, or 40 amos. So you have a pesach of 10 amos. That means so. So I don't have a posik at all that is telling us that something there's a roichev, a cholol that has a roichev esrim is called a pesach. The roichev of the pesach was not esrim, could be was esrim. Less than esrim. Eimo, ki ksiv, chomech, kloim chomech esrei amo, la kosev, bagoiva hu dechsiv. It's speaking about the height of the kloim. Fragt die Gemorre, Goyva, the Pasuk is speaking about the height of the Kloim, Voksiv, Vekoimo, Chomesh, Amos. It says the height of the Kloim were 5 Amos. How could you fadreib shatten Pasuk that it says that we're speaking about the Goyva of the Kloim, the Pasuk says Klo, Vekoimo, Chomesh, Amos. Hahu, Misfas kloyim ulamaylo. So the Gemara says that the Bach's Gilsa, we've seen Rashi both Gilsas, ahu misfas kloyim ulamaylo. That what it says, there's a koima of chomesh amois, that means that besides the 15 amois goiva of the kloyim, there was another 5 amois. So that means the complete height of the kloyim in the Tzad Mizrach were 20 amos. Let us see Rashi. Begoiva hu dechsiv. Let us see Rashi. Begoiva hu dechsiv. Shegovu hakloim hamizrachiyos mizeh umizeh lepesach tes vov amo yoyser mishar kilei hachotzer dahavolu goiva So that means it was 15 amis more than the rest of the kloim. And in the Perish Chai, this is 7. This is the Tzir 7. That, because we see the goiva of the kloim all over is chomesh amis. And the Tzad Mizrach, it is 15 amis more than the kloim on all other sides. So it comes out that the goiva of the tzad mizrach, the kloim of the tzad mizrach, were 20 amos tall. Davlo goiva chot. Ule roichav loy nitno mida. And the pasuk bechlal does not tell us the roichav of the kloim. So the Gemara says, how can you tell me that the goiva of the kloim were 15 ames, it says v'koyim chomesh ames. The Gemara says ahu chomesh ames misfas kloim ulamato. This is chomesh ames under these 15 ames. Lemato me oison tesvot, underneath these tesvot, shenetfu mizeh umizeh lapesach, which these were added on the side of the Pesach, hoyu oid hegoiva, shove l'shara kloim, which were similar to all the kloim. So that means first, the kloim on all four sides had a goiva of 5 ames, and then they extended the goiva on the tzad mizrochis, another 15 ames. Baleyem nitoisvu tesvov begoiva, mi beis ivreya Pesach, on the two sides of the Pesach. Tahave lohu chof. So now there are chof amen. That is, so according to this Lashon, Nachamol, the Gemara's kasha was that let us prove from the Pesach HaChotzer that a roichiv yeser me eser is also good, because there was a roichiv yeser me eser. The Gemara says, anechtek yitok, The Pasuk Bechlal does not tell us what the Reichiv of the Pesach HaChotzer was, because that what it says, Tesvav Amma, the Koseif, these Tesvav Amma were, what they're speaking about, the Goiva of the Koseif. This is speaking about the Goiva of the Koseif. The Reichiv of the Koseif, we don't know. That is the first Loshen and Rashi. Lishna achine, now Rashi says a second lashon, begoiva hu dechsiv, de goiva kol kalei hechotzer soviv tesvav amo. The goiva of all the kalei hechotzer, lav davke de tzad mizrach, the goiva of all kalei hechotzer soviv tesvav amo, was tesvav amo. Avo le roichev ha-Pesach loy lo madnu shir. The roichev ha-Pesach, I don't know b'chlal ha-shir. He says, that what it says, that tesvav amo, on the tzad mizroch, so that is speaking about the goiva. The goiva was 15 amos. Ulahach lishne, so it was only 15 amos. So now, the fiemis, it's only 15 amos. So the Gemara is going to ask a kasha. It says koima chomesh ames. Garsinim b'maskone ahu misfas mizbeach ulamaylo. That means it is 5 ames higher than the mizbeach. Sham mizbeach govoi eser. The height of the mizbeach was 10 ames. Va'kloim gvoyos mimenu chomesh. The koima chomesh means that the kloim are 5 amos higher than the mizbeach, and this is the tzir 8 in the Perish Chai. That means we have here that the goiva mizbeach is 10 amos, and the kloim are 5 amos higher than the mizbeach. So that's John the 15. And what is the inyan that the kloim, the Torah specifies, the koiva chomesh, it is 5 ames higher than the mizbeach? I mean, I can figure it out myself. So the inyan is, the havalu tesvav, kidei shalaye koyin, oimed olav avoyde biyode, v'chol omroin, oisei mi bachutz. So that's what the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk is telling us the necessity of having a goiva of Chomesh Esrei Amo is that we have 5 Amos over, which are higher than the Mizbeach. So when the Kohen did the Avoid, there was not an observation. Ushtein Shomat. So what did Rashi bring down? Two Lashonis. The first Lashon was that the goiva hakloim shebetzad mizroch was 20 ames, and the second lashon is that was 15 ames. V'zeh ikar. Rashi says the second pshat, that's the emes pshat. V'chein mefurish bezvochem bepeirik kodshe kadoshim.
The Gemara says, Klo, that the goiva of the kloim were 15 amas. Va'meforish loshen rishon. The person who said this first loshen, the person who made that our Gemara holds that the goiva kloim were 20 amas. We have here a machlekes two lishonos if the goiva of the kloim were 15 amas or 20 amas. Va'meforish loshen rishon. Toyo, he's making a mistake. Shoho Yosovo, he held the man, the poich lilfimi pesach shara chotzer, a goive poich. He learned pshat that the Gemara's kasha was, let us learn out from the pesach shara chotzer, that it should be 5 amois. Let's learn out on the goiva. Lemitzel goiva yoisel mehei ames. That's how he learned shot in the kasha. Why is a goiva of 20 ames good? Let us learn out that you need a goiva of chomesh. Mishem hochi yahadze, look me pesach achotze be goiva chov. That's why the Gemara was forced to say that no, you're not learning the correct pshat in the pasuk. The goiva of the Pesach, of the Chotzer, was not 5 amis. The goiva of the Pesach was 20 amis. Because the kloyim on each side were 20 amis tall. So that's why there was, this girse was only came about because they learned shat that the kusha of the Gemara was that you should have a goiva of Chomesh. Why is a goiva of Esrim good? And then the Gemara said, no, here there's also a Goyiv of Esrim. Now, HaMeforish Loshen Rishen, this Pshat, this Girse, is really attributed to the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rishonim here all bring down the Shittas of Rabbeinu Tam, and it's a Taisvis and Zvochim, also Daf Samach. The Rabbeinu Tam says as follows. Rabbeinu Tam, like I learned like this. Rabbeinu Tam learned that the Gemara's Kasha is that you should need a goiva, hey, should be the highest goiva. The Rabbeinu Tam explains the Gemara's kasha as follows. Rashi has a meridike kasha. But how could you have such a kasha? I see that a goiva esrim also has a teres pesach. Because we learn now from pesach oil moyet. So what is pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam? So Rabbeinu Tam says as follows. Rabbeinu Tam says that in Emerson, the Shochetu Pesach Oyel Moyet, this pasuk is really speaking about the Mishkan, and we transfer it, it's speaking about the Migdash also. But let us speak about the Mishkan. The Shochetu Pesach Oyel Moyet. Now, the Oyel Moyet, did that really have a Pesach? The Oyel Moyet was Porotz B'miluoy. There was no Gifufim, there was no The ruach of the oil moyed was completely open. There was no gifufim on each side of it. That means that Pesach usually is pshat. You have a wall on this side, a wall on this side, and you have in the middle a Pesach. If it's poritz b'miluoy, this is not considered a Pesach. So memele, it says in the posik v'shochtoi Pesach oil moyed. So this is not a real Pesach. This is not an acceptable Pesach. This is, so the Gemara said, how could you learn out from Pesach Oil Moed, which is a Mechudish Tike Pesach? And we transplant this to the Migdash also, so maybe a Goive Estrim is also a Mechudish Tike Pesach, because this is not a normal Pesach. Let us learn out from the Chotzer. The Chotzer is a true Pesach. Because there is gifufim on each side, there is kloyim on each side. There, it's a Pesach. This is a very mechudish tike Pesach. So the Gemara's kasha was, that's how the Rabbeinu Tam avoids Rashi's kasha. You shouldn't learn out from the posuk b'shochtoi Pesach oil moyit. You should learn out, because that's a mechudish tike Pesach, you should learn out from the Pesach of the Chotz. That's what Rabbeinu Tam learns pshat in the Gemara, and the Gemara answers, no, it was taka goiva asor, esrim. The goiva of the Pesach HaChotzer was goiva Esrim. The Chiddushi Haran says like the Rabbeinu Tam, but with a different mahalach. Chiddush Aran says something very interesting. He says, the Pesach Oyel Moyed, which was a big Pesach, he says, what did this Pesach open up into? It opened up into an Azore. So he says, the Azore was also an enclosed Mokim. So you have an enclosed Mokim, there you could have a tremendous Pesach of 20 Amis, and it's also called a Pesach. It doesn't have a Shem Pirtze, because it opens up to an enclosed Mokim. He says, by a Mavui, how could you learn out a Mavui from the Pesach Eichel? Here it is opening up to a Rishus HaRabbah. So how could you say, if I find one place that a Pesach, which is large 20 Amos, which is high 20 Amos, and opens up to an enclosed Mokim, has a Teiris Pesach, does that mean a Pesach which opens up to a Rishus HaRabbah also has a Teiris Pesach? Here it's parallel to a Rishus HaRabbah. So could be here you need a smaller Pesach in order to have a Shem Pesach. So therefore, the Gemara said, you know where our dress is? Our dress is Pesach HaChotzah. The Pesach HaChotzah opened up to a Rishus HaRabbah. And there you see, Taka, that the goyim of the Pesach was only Chomish Amos. Because when you're opening up to a Rishus HaRabbah, the Pesach has to be smaller. So that was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So these two Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran, learned pshat, Taka, not like Rashi. Learned pshat that the Gemara's kasha was the Gemara's kasha was that you cannot learn out from Pesach Oyel Moed and Goiva, either according to Rabbeinu Tam, because it's a mechudish tike Pesach, it doesn't have gifufi on its side, or according to the Ran, that there a such a large opening as a Teiris Pesach, because it opens up into an enclosed area. But by a Mavui, where there you need a real Pesach, and it opens up to Rishus HaRabbah, could be you need a smaller goiva in order to give it a Teiras Pesach. That was Chatan the Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara answers, no, you're making a mistake. You are learning wrong Chatan the Pesach. The goiva of the Pesach HaChotzah was also 20 Amos, because the kloim surrounding the Pesach were 20 Amos too. Let us see Taisus. Bein l'Rabbonon ubein l'Rab Yehuda leilfu mipesach shar hachotzah. So Taisvis goes with the mahalach that Rashi went. Aroich bo porich. The Gemara's kasha is on the roichev of a Pesach. Ki de pirish bekuntres. Ta agoive leimotzi porich. You can't ask a kasha that the maximum height of a Pesach should be only 5 Amos. Given the Askechen, the Ikri Pesach Heichel Vazor, I see that the Pesach Heichel Vazor Bahave Gviye Esrim is also called a Pesach. Bahave Gviye Esrim Dikri Pesach. So Mamela, how could you ask a Kashi is, if since this Pesach is Gavoye Chomesh, a Pesach can only be Gavoye Chomesh. I find that a Pesach that is Gavoye Esrim also is called a Pesach. But oi, I agoiva porich, if the kasha is, what is the kasha? The kasha is that the Pesach should be much smaller, just like the Pesach HaChotzah was 5 Amis, so therefore a Pesach HaMovi should also be 5 Amis. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam Taka learned Shad. So what is the teretz of the Gemara? Lehave mishani midi. So what did the Gemara answer? Pesach shar hachotzer ikri. What did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered, this is not called a Pesach, this is called Pesach shar hachotzer. Now shar is much bigger than a Pesach. So if you're telling me that a Pesach shar can only be 5 Amis, so how about to give us a Pesach can sich only be 5 Amis? The chosh can likri Pesach yoysa michomesh, the shar godel mi Pesach. So if the kasha would be like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the kasha was it should have a maximum height of 5 Amis, so what does the Gemara answer? No, there you need 5 Amis because it's a shar. Adarabe. If a shar needs 5 Amis, a Pesach alone about the gemis would could not be more than 5 Amis. Elo aroich vapol. So therefore, Taisvis agrees with Rashi. The kasha is on the roicha v'pesach, the leilfu mishara chot. Let us learn out from the shara chot, da v'roicha v'chot. It was a roicha v'chot. K'demaisi mikroi. So memele, so you see that it's called a pesach, even though there's a roicha v'chot. Frektoch toisves, af al gav, de gimel amudim hoyu oimdim v'roicha v'pesach. Let us see in the Perish Chai, Tzir 6. There we see the picture of the Pesach. There was Gimel Amudim. It wasn't a Roi Chivcho. There were three Amudim in between. So we have to divide up the area in four similar, in four equal Chalokim. So now we don't have a Roi Chivcho. So Taisva says, Mikom Bokim Osei Avire Dahaigise Umavatalaike Di Omalakamam. Since the three Amudim are surrounded by Avir, which is a greater size than the Amudim, so we say that Osei Avira Mahaigise Mahaigise Mabatalei, so Mamela, we don't reckon with the Amudim. We reckon Ki'ilu, it's Kamandales. So if it's Kamandales, so we have a Pesach that is Reichet Chol. Umishani. So what's the Gemara's teretz? Two teretz. Teretz number one is the Pesach Sharik. That you find that something that has a roichev choft, and it is still called a Pesach, I beg your pardon, it's not called a Pesach. It's called a Pesach Shah. Pesach Stome lo yikri. It's not called a Pesach alone. A Pesach Shah is a much greater opening. Frektach toisves va'af al gav de beparshis ba'midbol Sinai. Motzinu de ikri nami Pesach Stome. This entrance is called Pesach. In one place it is called Pesach, even though it doesn't say Pesach Shah. Ein lochosh. Hoyulu b'shar mekoymes ikri Pesach Shah. So memela, so the Torah did not find it necessary to repeat. We know that this is a Pesach Shah. So now the Torah calls it Pesach, but we are soymer on the biru that it said in another passage that this is a Pesach Shah. One man, the Omer, says that Stam Yad means the right hand. The Chsiv Kiyoshes Oviv, Yad, Yeminoi. So we see Yad is the right hand. Ve'ido, so the Gemara says no. Yad Yemin Ikri. Yad Stome Lo Ikri. When it says Yad Yemin, that's the right hand. Yad Stome does not mean the right hand. So you see, it's just speaking about the right hand. So again, since the Torah had specified before that this Yad is Yad Yamin, so it's not necessary to specify again Yad Yamin. That is Pshat in the first Torah. So the first Torah is Pesach Shar. It's not a poshet a Pesach. It's a large entrance, and that can have a roichev chof. But a Pesach alone cannot have a roichev chof. The boy is Eimo, kiksiv tesvav amis begoy vahudersiv. What is the second teretz of the Gemara? That you're learning wrong pshat and posuk. That the tesvav amis, we're not speaking about the roichev of the kosev, we're speaking about the goyva. Avo b'roichev ein shir mefurish. Ve'efsher shoya Pesach ochevesa. Could be that the Pesach HaChotzer was only 10 Amis wide. Oy poches. Bagasinem bosarochi. It says, v'koimo chomesh. So the Taisus brings down Rashi second shot. Misfas bizbeich ulamailo. V'haynu kerab yoisi de bepeire kotshe kotshim. The oma mizbeach goiva yud Amis. The height of the mizbeach was 10 Amis. Pi shnayim ka'orkai, double the size of the oirech. Va'akloim soviv tesvo, and the kloim surrounding the mizbeach were 15 amis. Shloye koyin oimed va'avoyde b'yodei b'chol ha'om roinois. Boho d'chsiv b'kloim v'koyme hei amis, haino misfas mizbeach olamayla. The hey amis is, we're not speaking about the height of the kloim. The height of the kloim is 15 amis. We're speaking about it as 5 amis higher than the mizbeach. V'ho d'chsivim mizbeach v'sholo ish amois koimosoi. It says in the Mizbeach that the Mizbeach was 3 amas tall. I'm making a ganze geratschka over here, that the Mizbeach was 10 amas, so the Kloim was 5 amas higher than the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was not 10 amas, and not in the Pasuk, the Mizbeach was 3 amas. Hainu misfas soivevu lamayla. It was 3 amas from the soivev. If you want to look at page 4 on the Perish Chai, here we have a picture of the Mizbeach. So the Dalid is the Soivet. We call this the Yisoid, and then the Soid is Aleph, and then there was a Knise, and then by the Dalid, by the next Knise, that was the Soivet. So from the Soivet to the top of the Mizbeach was 3 amas. But really the Mizbeach altogether was 10 amas tall. V'hai shinuye basre dohoche. This Teretz, Loi Meshani le Rabbi Yehuda. So this is not a good teretz according to Rabbi Yehuda, Elo Rabbono. Le Rabbi Yehuda, Kloim Tesvov Amis, Lav Begoyven Ksi. Because Rabbi Yehuda, Lamaisa holds that the Goyva of the Mizbech was 3 Amis. So Memela, so he can't say this whole shtick Torah over here. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll have to say the first teretz that is a chilchus in Pesach, a chos in Pesach, shar a chos. V'im toima, v'rek toisves. So now, toisves, we just elaborated on Rashi's pshat, that the Gemara asked Akasha, that why is it that in the Mishnah it says that the maximum roichev is 10 amis. Let us learn now from the Pesach HaChotzer that there was a roichev of 20 amis. Frek Toisvis, my porich, what is the kasha to begin with? Shani Pesach HaChotzer. The Pesach HaChotzer, the Havolei Tzures HaPesach. The Pesach HaChotzer has a Tzures HaPesach. Shaklunosois hoyu al gabei vovei amudim. Shakloyim tluyim bahem. Let us look at Tzir 9 in the Perish Chai. That means the 3 amudim, which were in the Pesach of the Chotzer. So there was 3 amudim, and then there was Vovim sticking out, that's the base, and then there was Klunosais Aleph that went through that rested on the Vovim. And the Kloim were wrapped around these Klonosos. Al Koponim, so we have over here a Tzuras HaPesach. And in the Mishnah it says, HaRochav Mi Eser Yemayet, Vim Yesh Boi Tzuras HaPesach, Ein Tzorich Lamayet. Vim Yesh Boi Tzuras HaPesach, Rabbi Sherochav Mi Eser, Ein Tzorich Lamayet. So we have here the Klolim in the Mishnah, that a Tzuras HaPesach takes care, a Tzuras HaPesach takes care of HaRochav Mi Eser. So what's Bechlau the Kash? The Yeshloima. And for Taisvis, the Omar Lekama, the Gemara says further, the Tzuras HaPesach she'aso min atzad le'osav le'klum. This is not a correct Tzuras HaPesach. The Klunosois, since they are on the side of the Amudim, they're not on top of the Amudim, the side of Amudim. That's a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad. It doesn't have a Teres Tzuras HaPesach. So Memele, so the Kashe, Tainzach Nishto. Teretz number one. The Oid, but this is the Teretz and the Kiyish. That means you have to know Daf Yud Aleph to know this halacha that a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad does not have a Teres Tzuras HaPesach. V'oid v'loi koshe midi. The Alibe derav kaimino. We are going, this whole sugi is going on Rav. Rav said, you learn out from the Ulam. This whole sugi is going on. You learn out from the Ulam, you learn out from the Heichel. The Rav Toni, and we can have at the end of the Omid, the Rav Toni, Tzorich Lemayit, Afogav Dislai Tzuras HaPesach. Rav made a grace in the Mishnah. Not that the Mishnah says that if it has a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't have to be Memayit. Now Rav learned in the Mishnah, even though it has the Tzuras HaPesach, he still has to be Mamai. The Tzuras HaPesach does not have Andorosh. Olahochi nami, ki porich besomach, Rabbi Yehuda mi pisrei shalulam goma, vos nam, v'loi polig Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara asks Akasha later, Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Ulam. So the Ulam was 20 amis wide. So why isn't Rabbi Yehuda choylik on the Mishnah? In the Mishnah it says, Arochav meyesa yemay, vosnan, v'loi polig Rav Yehuda. That's the Gemara's kasha later. V'loi mishani, shani ulam v'hava loi tzuras ha-pesach. L'chayra, on the Gemara's kasha already, we have a good teretz. And tois v'skasha from the Pesach ha-chotzer, so it's not a true Tzuras HaPesach, because it was a Tzuras HaPesach min Hatzat. But when the Gemara is going to ask later, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Ulam, so the Gemara asks, why is the Rochav Me'eser? Yemayet, Ailuchayre, the Pesach HaUlam was 20 Amis. So why didn't the Gemara answer? The Ulam had a legitimate Tzuras HaPesach over it. Le Mishani Shani Ulam Davalei Tzuras HaPesach. Mishum Dalim B'Darav Kamina. Because this whole sugi is going according to Rav. And Rav, will see, holds Lefiyemis that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help by Reichim. So Memela, that's why the Gemara Bechlal did not delve into this Shtik Teire that a Tzuras HaPesach should help the situation. Ach Koshe. Now, Taisus asks a whole kasha and Rashi's mahalach. The kroi muchechi de bereichav ksiv. That means we're learning chumash from a gemara. So if you learn chumash from a gemara, the gemara is the kasha. It says that the kloim shebekosef were 15 amis. So if the kloim were 15 amis wide, so the Pesach was 20 amis wide. So the Gemara answers, no, the Pasuk is speaking about the goiva of the kloin, not about the reichav of the kloin. The kloin muchachi de bereichav tziv. So how is it muchach? So from the Rishonim, what episode is gewissen, because if you look at the Pesukim first tells us the length of the chotzer. The length of the chotzer was 100 amis. Then it says the reichav betzad mairev was 50 amis. And the Tzad Mizrach, they were cloying 15 on this side and 15 on this side. So the Rehitas, Loshen HaPosik, it's the Posik is speaking about the Reichav of the cloying. That's the Rehitas, Loshen HaPosik. So how could the Gemara say that the Posik is speaking about the Goiva of the cloying with Tzad Mizrach? The Marsha wants to be Mamtik. That if Taisus is asking Akasha from the Posek, Kroy Loi Mash Mochi, then Taisus is asking a Geshmak Akasha. Let us see the Marsha from 1 minute. The Marsha is in Daf Aleph, in the Daf Yam Marsha. The second Marsha on Amid Beis. The boy is Eimo. This is our Taisus. Aval bereichev ein shir mefurish. The Gemara said that the pasuk does not speak about the reichev of the. There's no shir mefurish of the reichev of the Pesach of the Chotzer. The evshe shahoya Pesach reichev yud aipoches at kan l'shein. The tzorich iyun. So the Marshayes k'samer de kirkash lahai perusha. According to this mahalach. Haich misparshim hanikroi de parshas truma parshas vayakel. The chsiv, it says as follows. Ule shar hachotzer. For the shar hachotzer, mosach esrim amo. There was a mosach of esrim amo. 20 amos. The Gemara is saying now that the shar hachotzer was only wide 10 amos or less. And here there's an often the pasuk ule shar hachotzer mosach esrim amo. It was mosach esrim amo. Da bereiche va shar lo yhoyo rak yud amos oy pochis ubegoy va shar nami akochis lo yhoyo yaisa mites vav amos. We're going now that the goiva was Tesvav Amis. The Reichev was 10 Amis. And in the Pasuk says that the Mosach Hashar was 20 Amis. So where are you going to stick this 20 Amis? It can't be in the Reichev. It can't be in the Goiva. So Memelo, how do you have a Mosach of 20 Amis? Yeah. The Efshel. זוקט מרשו שער זה כיוונו בדבריהם להקשיס לקאמון לי פירוש אך קושה דקרוי מוכי חידה ברויכב כסיב תהיינו מדרסיב מי קשה מוסך הסרימאמו דלקלוק מיילה ברויכב כמו שכספתי בקל אובן. So the marsho says that is פשט נטייס וסקשה. That means this old פשטו that the רשיינים had said that we just we squashed in the Pesach HaChotzer, we made the Pesach HaChotzer 10 Amis, it can't be like that. Because the Pesach HaChotzer was Zichah 20 Amis. So Memele, so that's Pshat and Tais Viskash. So Memele, Akosha de Kroy Mukhri de Beroichev Ksiv, that the Roichev of the Ksofim were 15 Amis, and the Pesach was 20 Amis. Benire Laritzvo. So the Ritzva wants to learn a little different pshat than we learned till now. V'nira l'Ritzva. The Mashmalei, the Makshin held as follows. It says in our Mishnah, V'horochev miyud ames yamayit. It says in our Mishnah, V'horochev miyud ames yamayit. Now, our Mishnah is explaining to us, when does it have a Torah's Pesach? When does it have a Torah's Pirtze? So the Mishnah is saying as follows. The height, the maximum height can be 20 Amos. Then it still is called a Pesach. More than 20 Amos, it's called a Pirtze. The Roichev, the maximum is 10 Amos. More than 10 Amos, it's called a Pirtze. Now, I could learn Pshat in the Mishnah. That what the Mishnah tells us, that more than these dimensions is a Pirtze, that means if it's 20 Amos tall, and 11 amis wide, it's called a pirtze. Or if it's 10 amis wide, and 21 amis tall, it's called a pirtze. But what'll be if you have, let's say, 5 amis tall, and 20 amis wide? And you don't have a Mishnah. The Mishnah I could learn pshat of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is only speaking about that you have one of the dimensions which we mentioned already, so the other one can't be larger. But if you have one that is much smaller, could be then you could enlarge in the other dimension, and it doesn't have a Teres Pirtz, it has a Teres Pesach. Then, if you'd learn like that, Taisus doesn't have a Pshat. So therefore, Taisus gives the Hakdom. V'nira l'ritzvo. The Mashmalei, the Makshin understood, V'arochev v'yud amish yamayit, afilu enei gavoya elochomish. The Makshin understood that what it says in the Mishnah, that the width cannot be more than yud amish. It doesn't matter what the height is. Afilu ene gavoya lachomish. The width cannot be more than 10 amos. The minute it's more than 10 amos, even though it has a small height, it's called a pirtze. Olahachi porich. So therefore, that was pshat the Gemara's kash. Hey, chadene gavoya elahei. The Gemara said, you're such a big machmel that it doesn't matter what the height is. The width cannot be more then 20 out of 10 to 10 amis. Fact the Gemara, I have a posik nitazoi. I have a posik when the height is 5 amis, the width can be 20 amis. Lilfu mi pesach achotze. Da filu reichiv chov avi pesach. Al kaponim. So if it's 20 amis tall, I'm not talking. But if it's 5 amis tall, I have a posik that it could have a reichiv of chov amis and still be considered a pesach and not a pirtze. Ve'einire le'makshe, and the makshe did not hold the Pesach Shar Ikri. What was the Talzin's Teretz? The Talzin's Teretz says this is called a Pesach Shar. But even the Nomuch Kolkach, since it's so low, this is not called a Shar. So he did not hold of this Teretz. He held it's a small Pesach. Vafal Pikein, it could have a reichev of 20 amos. Ba'oide beparshas midbarsina ikri pesach stom, the way Taisa mentioned before. Ba'osi shaper digores becholas form. Now the lotion of the Gemara's meredikishmak. Ma'al laholom gavoya hei beroichev chof. The Gemara is asking on these dimensions. A goiva hei should be permissible to have a roichev chof. A goiva esrim? I'm not talking about that. But a goiva hei should have a roichev chof. Umishani. So what was the first teretz? Tafilohochi, Pesach Shar Ikri. It's also called a Pesach Shar. Hoyel v'rochev kol kach. Behold, the Ikri be Parshas be Midbar Sinai Pesach Stom, ein lochash ki de Berash Tilel, because since the Torah once called it a Pesach Shah, so whenever it says Pesach, it means the Pesach Shah. Okay. Viboyisayim, now the second Torah says as follows. Kloyim tes vov amo begoidahu. The Chsiv. That the Gemara says in the second Teretz, you're making a mistake. You're telling me that what? That the Chotzer was speaking about a Goiva Chomesh. And therefore, you don't like this Teretz of Pesach Shah, because a Goiva Chomesh is not called a Shah. I have news for you. The Goiva of the Pesach HaChotzer was not Chomesh. The Goiva of the Pesach HaChotzer was 59. The Ritzva learns that the Posik is not only speaking about the Reichev of the Kosei, the Posik is also speaking about the Goiva of the Kosei. Now how do we see this? Because it says in the Posik as follows. The Ksiv, it says like this. Kloyim, Chomesh Esrei Amo Ela Kosev. The Kosev in the Tzav Mizrach, it is 15 Amos. Then right afterwards it says, Ule Kosev Hashenis, the second side, Mizeh Umizeh L'Shar HaChotzer, both sides, Chomesh Esrei Amo. So now this is very modern. He just started by saying one side is Chomesh Esrei Amo, and the second side, both sides are Chomesh Esrei Amo. Fahashte, so why does he have to speak about both sides if he mentioned already before that the first side was Chomesh Esrei Amo? Fahashte, ilav. So what's the teretz? So the teretz is that the first posik of Kosev Chomesh Esrei Amo is speaking about the goiva of the kloim. That the goiva of the kloim were 15 amos. And the second half of the posik is speaking about the roichev. That the roichev of the kloim also 15 amos. If the first person would not be speaking about the goyve, he would not have to say that both sides were 15 amas. Kim in the kvapirish sadecha. Elavadai kro kama airi begoyva. So the first person is speaking about the height of the cloy. Vahodirsiv bikro kama amudayim shloisha tells me how many amudim there were. Now this is problematic. Amudayim Shloish is very good if the Pasuk is telling us the Reichev of the Kloim, so the three Amudim that spread out on the Reichev of the Kloim. We're speaking about the Goyve, Vikim Terein Amudayim Shloish, the Mashmeda Reichven Koim, Yeshloimeda Adele Basrei Koim, because it's one after the other. The first is speaking about the Goyve, and then Amudayim Shloish, we're speaking about already the Reichev of both sides. V'teida, da maksha hevi kro de trume chomesh esrei amo kloim. The makshin brought the posik of trume, which is speaking about the roichet. V'ametaretz hevi kro de vayakel kloim chomesh esrei amo lakosik. So why did he switch over to another posik? Because from the posik and vayakel we see that the posik is speaking about the goiva also. V'gam rabashi sesidah rashas hevi lemailo. He brought it l'kosev hashniyah mizeh mizeh deveyak v'loi hevi krod etrum eshweitzel l'aposik shevi tchila d'haynu l'kosev hashenis chomish esrei kloy. So why did he bring the posik in vayakel v'kelt? Because in this posik in vayakel we see that the psukim are speaking about two dimensions. We're speaking about the roichev of the kloy, we're speaking about the goyv of the kloy. V'hevi b'shvil shetiritz b'zeh posik v'hashte vade hoivul v'gavoya hoya kol kach. If it was 50 namas tall, pshita de nikrishar. Metchilu lehikshelud lehmashim leh dikrishar bavu goy vechomish. So bekitzer, the Ritzvo has a new mahalach in the Gemara. The Ritzvo's mahalach in the Gemara was as follows. The Gemara held that is true. If you have a tall Pesach, you can only have a roichav of Esar. But the Gemara asked, if you have a short Pesach, a Goy v'chomesh, there should be permissible to have a larger Reichiv, because we find this by the Pesach HaChotzer. That was the Gemara's Kasha. So on this, the Gemara said two terutzim. That even though it's a Goy v'chomesh, since it has such a bit of Reichiv, it is not called a Pesach, it's called a Shal. But this teretz was not too satisfactory because such a low Pesach really shouldn't be called a sha. So therefore the Gemara said a second teretz. The second teretz is, I got news for you. It is not a low Pesach. The goyim of the Pesach HaChotzer was Chamesh Esrei Yamo, because the kloim on each side, besides being wide 15 Amos, were also tall 15 Amos. So Memele, if they were tall 15 Amos, so Zicha, so you could say that this opening is called a Pesach HaShav. That is the Ritzvos Mahalach. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma, veloi, Rab Yehuda, effect the Gemara mi Pischei shel Ulam Goma, Rab Yehuda learns out from the Pesach of the Ulam. Vosnam, Havaroch of Miyasa Ramesh Yemayit loy pligi Rab Yehuda. It says in the Mishnah that the maximum width is 10 Amis. Rab Yehuda learns out from the Ulam, the width of the Ulam was 20 Amis. Omer Abaye Polik Bebrais. Rab Yehuda is Cholik in the Bereis. That means the Mishnah held it unnecessary to write Rab Yehuda's Cholik, because if you'll be smart, you'll know the way Rav understood, that the Mekor of Rab Yehuda is the Pesach HaUlam. So just like Lamaila Me'esrim is good, because the Pesach HaUlam was Lamaila Me'esrim, was Aboim. So Huadin L'Roch of Me'esrim is also good, because the Pesach HaUlam was Esrim. So the Mishnah did not find it necessary to tell us that Rab Yehuda's Cholik on the Chachamim. But Lamais Rab Yehuda's Cholik. And the Bereis it says klo amar by a polik be Bereis. The Sanya, we learned to the Bereis as follows. Varochev miyud amos yemayit. That's the Chachamim. Rab Yehuda imer ein itzoich lemayit. That you don't have to be memayit. In fact, the Gemara velisne veliflik v'mas nisin. So the, why didn't say in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says polik begoyiv. That's the tzvah we mentioned before. Since the Mishnah said that he's cholik begoyiv of who adin l'rochba, so you can figure out. The whole reason he's chaylik on the goiva is because he learns that from the Pesach HaUlam, Uadin L'Rach. Period. So memele, aber Rabbi Yehuda is tak a chaylik. Frek de Gemore, Bakati, we're now asking a kash again on Rav. Rabbi Yehuda mi Pischei Shel Ulam Goma, that's Rav Shtik Teire, that Rabbi Yehuda learned that from the Pischei Shel Ulam. So vasanye, movi shugavoye mi chofama yemai. This is the Chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir ad mem v'nun amo. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though it is nun amo, tall it is also good. V'toni bar kapora ad meya. Bar kapora said ad meya. We'll see that meya doesn't mean meya. Meya means aboy. Much more than 20. Bishlam la bar kapora guzme. The Gemara assumed that bar kapora doesn't mean meya. It means 40. Elo l'Rab Yehuda, but Rab Yehuda specifies 40 or 50. He's not saying a guzme. My guzme. So memela. So we see Rab Yehuda holds that 50 amis is also a goyve chamishim is also good. In fact, the Gemara, if the whole mekor of Rab Yehuda is from the ulam bishloi ma'arboim goma mipischei shel ulam, arboim you can learn out from the pesach of the ulam. Elo nun menole. How does Rab Yehuda know nun? So this bereise is a kasha and Rav. Rav said the whole mekor of Rab Yehuda is from the Pesach Ulam. It can't be that way because the Pesach of Ulam was only 40, and he says nun is also sufficient. Omar Rav Chizde. So this is a moiridike kasha and Rav. And Rav Chizde wants to say that Rav is Rab Yehuda is 100% wrong. Omer Rav Chisda Hamas Nisa Atisei L'Rab. This Bereise misled Rav. The Sanya, we learned in the Bereise as follows. Movi Shigavoye Mechof Ama Yoyser Mipischo Shel Heichel Yemayim. If it's higher than the Pesach of the Heichel Yemayim. Hu Sova, so Rav understood, Bida Rabbonon Mipischo Shel Heichel Gomri. If the Rabbonon learn out from the Pesach of the Heichel, Rav Yehuda Mipischo Shel Ulam Gomri. That already, that's how Rav, that's how Rav derived from this bereise that the Makor of Rav Yehuda is from the Pesach Ulam. The Chomim say it's higher than the Pesach Shel Eichel. Rav Yehuda says it could be higher, so Mestami learns that from the Pesach Shel Ulam. Veloi, but it is not true. Rav Yehuda mipischa de Melochim goma. He doesn't learn out from the Ulam. He learns out from the Pesach of Melochim. The Pesach of Melochim are taller than Aboim. And the other Rishonim say they're also called a Pesach. It says by Achashverosh, it says Kisei Malchusoi, Noichach HaPesach. So we see that the Pesach Melachim, which is much taller than 40 Amis, is also called a Pesach. So the Mekev Rabbi Yehuda is from Bishcha the Melachim. Period.
Zogt Rashi, v'loy polig Rabbi Yehuda v'imulam goma lichshe b'roichet chol. The Tony Bakapora b'milsi the Rabbi Yehuda, z'machloik is what Rabbi Yehuda held. Bakapora said Rabbi Yehuda held ad meyama. The first time of the Bidal had no name. Bishlam Bakapoi Kalamaimid Rabbi Yehuda Mei Ulam Goma. We could say like this. Vloim Marsha Begavoy Mei Aboy. Vaho the Tony Bakapori Kuf. That what he mentioned, they go Iva Kuf. Guzman Noki. Mishim Da Arshe Rabbi Yehuda Be Yoysa Michof and Mishloishim. Nirim La Bakapor Guzman. So he's Marsha, even though it's very tall, the Noki Be Milsei Tve. Ate isay lera, the omele el Rabbi Yehuda loylom dalami pesach ulom, homas nisan de lekame at isay. The Mishnah that says that the Rabbono learned that from the Pesach Shalaychol, that was mater Rav, that Rav was under the impression that Rabbi Yehuda learned that from the Pesach ulom. Pischa de melochim, stam pischa melochim gvoyim harbe. Period. Zok de gemore weiter. Ve Rabbonon, so now Rabbi Yehuda, Rav is wrong in the pshat he said in Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's go to the Rabbon. Rabbonon imi pischoi shal heichel gemiri. If the Rabbonon learn out from the Pesach of the heichel, liboy dloseis keheichel. So how do you know that 20 amis has a teiris Pesach? Maybe 20 amis has a teiris pirze. But why is the heichel called a Pesach? Because there were losses there. So the losses made it a shame Pesach. But could be, if you don't have any losses, it's called a Pirtze. That is the Gemara's Kasha. V'rabonan imi pisrei shel heichel gemiri, liboid losses keheichel. Alom osnan, hechshe movi, b'sham yem emlechi, v'koire, or b'siloim emlechi, oi koire. So the Gemara answers, Dloses Heichel Litznius Ba'alme Hu Da'avido. The Gemara answers, this are the Magi and the Miri says Pshat, that you're learning Krum Pshat. A Delis doesn't make a Pesach. A Pesach is an opening. And so the opening has a Teres opening Mitzad the Cholol Shaboy, not Mitzad the Dloses Shaboy. So if you tell me an opening that's Gavoya Chof, is not called a Pesach, it's called a Pirtze. So Memele, the losses are there, the losses are only Soisim the Pirtze, but it doesn't become a Pesach. So if it becomes a Pesach, that's a Kolchoch, that this opening alone is a Teiris Pesach. Either were Dlosos in the Eichel, it's Nis Baalmu Davidim. The purpose of the Dlosos was not to give it a Shein Pesach, the purpose of the Dlosos was to make it a Mokim Tzedua. Trägt die Gemorre weiter, Ella miyata loi tahani lei Tzuras ha-Pesach. A Tzuras ha-Pesach should not help if it's more than Esel. The Heichel Tzuras ha-Pesach havi loi. The Heichel had a Tzuras ha-Pesach. Vafilo hochi Eser Amis hu del Revier. It was only wide Eser Amis. Alomos nan, we learned in the Mishnah Yesh loy tzuras ha-Pesach, avo bisharochem yesar amis ein tzorich lamayit. So what is pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is like this. The whole Mekoyer that has a Teiris Pesach is from the Heichel. Now the Heichel had a tzuras ha-Pesach also. The Heichel had a tzuras ha-Pesach also. So, Mamonavshech, if the Tzuras HaPesach makes it for a Pesach, so how can you learn out that a Roiche Veser is good? Maybe it's because of the Tzuras HaPesach. So, Kochi, you say that the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't make it. So the Tzuras HaPesach is Lemal Lemoirit. So how can you say that more than 10 Amis, how can you say that more than 10 Amis, a Tzuras HaPesach will help? If you learn out without a Tzuras HaPesach, there's a Teres Pesach alone, so Mamela, how can you say that more than 10 Amis could be fixed through a Tzuras HaPesach? So the Gemara says, Midi hu taime elo l'Rav. Who are you asking a kasha? And Rav. What? Because Rav said that the Chachamim learned out from the Heichel. So if you learn out from the Heichel, you can't learn out that more than 10 Tzuras HaPesach could help. Midi hu taime elo l'Rav.
Homasne le Rav Yehuda lechiya barav kame de Rav einay tzorich lamayit. Rav Yehuda told chiya barav in the Mishnah it says if there's a tzuras haPesach more than Esa, you don't have to be memayit. But omalei in Rav told him asnayu tzorich lamayit. That's the wrong gears in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a tzuras haPesach taka doesn't help. So fakert Rav taka holds that a tzuras haPesach won't help. By Rochev Miyeser, and therefore, so in Fakert, if you learn out from the Pesach HaHechol, you see this, that a Tzuras HaPesach cannot help more than a Rochev Eser. Zot Rashi, Lechi, Kona, Eiluach, Notz, Eitzel, Koisel, Echot, Bereshe, Leitahani, Leitzuras HaPesach, Lahachshe, Roichboi, Biyoiser, Meyasot. Maybe we have time to learn two Tosfos. Omar Abaye Polik Bebraise, Mashme Uli Oilom Mipesach Ulom Goma. So Abaye said that Rabbi Yehuda is Choylik. Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds that Rochav Miyeser is also Koshin. You learn out from the Pesach Ulom. If you learn out from the Pesach Ulom, so Memele, it could be more than Esa. If you learn out from the Pesach Ulam, it could be good. The Kosher de la Kamon Omad le Marsher Rabbi Yehuda Elad Yud Gimel Amo Veshlish. The Gemara says later, there's one man, the Amo Rab Achi, wanted to say that Rabbi Yehuda was only Marsher at Yud Gimel Amo Veshlish. So Rabbi Kivege asks on Teisvis, Rab Achi wanted to say like this, but who said Rab Achi learned like Rab? Rav said that the Makir of Rabbi Yehuda is from the Ulam. So according to Rav, it could be that Rochev Esrim is also good. It could be above Abaye and Rav to not hold like this Ravach. That's Rabbi Kibbeges Kash. He doesn't understand what Taisvis is asking. Ad Arboim v'chamishim amo ein lahakshais hashte nunshori mem miboy. Why does the Tanya have to tell us that you can make it 40 Amis? You can even make it 50 Amis. If 50 Amis are good, so why do you have to mention 40 Amis? Kedomri Inchi means as follows, that if Nun would be a maximum Shia, then it's a Meredika Kasha. So the Kasha is, so why does he have to mention Mem? If the maximum Shia is Nun, you can make it till Nun Amis. Why do you have to make it till Mem Amis? But Taisa says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Nun is not the maximum Shia. You could make it Ayin, you can make it Pei, you can make it Tzadik. So Mem v'Nun is Kedom Re'inshe, 40-50, but that doesn't mean 40-50 Davke. It means the sky's the limit. So Memele, so that is why he said a Loshen of Aboim v'Chamishim Amo to tell us that there is no Shir in the Goiva of the Dlosses.